I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Is proudly brought to you by SRE.com.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three. Cougars by 20.
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte.
On your legacy home of BYU Sports.
KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back into Cougar Sports Saturday here on KSL News Radio. All month long, we've been talking a lot of hoops, a lot of football, and some of the more exciting football news that came out earlier this month was a wide receiver coming back to BYU for an extra season. That is wide receiver Gunnar Romney. He's our guest right now. Gunnar, thanks for spending with us.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me on. Excited to be here.
Let's get right to it. Probably the question you get asked the most, but what were the reasons you decided to come back to BYU for another season?
Yeah, you know, there were so many reasons. It was a hard choice, so I really had to take everything into consideration. But overall, I think it was just the right decision for the rest of my life. You know, I'm coming back. I'll have the opportunity to graduate from BYU, get a degree. But then just another year of development, another year of playing. You know, my goal has always been to play in the NFL, and that opportunity presented it to me this year. But I feel like ultimately the best decision going forward is to have another year of development. So when I hop into that, you know, I can hop in right away and be a better player. But also, you know, just coming back, this team, I think, is going to be super special next year. You know, we lost a couple of our key guys, but I think we have even more guys that are going to fill in next year and play those critical roles. So I think this team has an opportunity to do something special that, you know, not a lot of BYU teams have done, and I wanted to be a part of it.
Gunnar, when you're making that decision to decide whether or not to come back or go to the NFL, to get the NFL perspective and get a maybe sense of what your draft stock looks like, who do you reach out to? Who do you communicate with to get a sense of what your draft stock is looking like?
Yeah, you know, well, the last 2 years, compared to, you know, the first 2 years I was at BYU, the NFL attention that BYU has gotten has been ridiculous. You know, with Zach Wilson and all the hype that he brought to BYU, we've had scouts, you know, probably four or five scouts at almost every single practice that they could be at throughout, you know, fall camp and even all the way into the season. And so, you know, that much attention, you know, it really brought attention to the whole program, and it allowed scouts to see us. And so just talking with I'm not allowed to directly talk with the scouts, but, you know, they talk with our coaches, they talk with our NFL liaison, you know, hearing the feedback from them. That's really what I was going off of is NFL scouts directly. And so really that's what helped me with my decision was talking with my coaches who had direct contact with those scouts. And so it really led me to the best decision to come back.
Gunnar Romney's our guest here on the Cougar Sports Saturday. I remember catching up with you in the fall, you, me and Mitch, and you kind of mentioned that you wanted this past season to be your last season. How much did injuries play into that? Or as you mentioned earlier, was it more so just, hey, there's an opportunity here to increase the stock and to, you know, I mean, there's a lot of opportunity. There's increasing the draft stock. There's moving up the records. There's putting together back-to-back-to-back 10-win seasons. Was it more so that, or did the injuries and maybe not having the year you wanted to play more into it?
Yeah, you know, I think if I played a full season, I wouldn't really even be considering any other things. I missed, I missed 3 or 4 full games, but then, you know, not playing healthy almost the entire year added up to being closer to 5 games that I missed throughout the season. And so, you know, that plays a huge factor in it. And we're talking about draft stock. Staying healthy in itself this whole season would boost my draft stock. And then so once I started thinking about, what might be the best decision, all that stuff kind of came into factors. You know, I'm right on the edge of, you know, maybe not breaking a couple of BYU records, but being in, you know, top 10 for most of BYU's receiving stats for a career. So that's huge for me. That was one of my goals coming into BYU. And so obviously that played something into that. But really, I think injuries, had I stayed healthy, I don't think we'd be having the same conversation. But the fact that I did get injured, it made me consider everything else.
And coming back to BYU, you still got to manage being a student and things like that. Have you already got the degree in your undergrad done? I know you've been part of the program for 4 years. Is that already taken care of?
No, so I almost finished. I'm like right on the edge. I only have a couple more credits. So, you know, it's not too difficult now because I have made most of my progress. So I can kind of spread it out through the next couple years or sorry, through the next couple months for this year. So it really won't be difficult for me, but you know, something that means a lot to me is getting that degree.
But that can be kind of nice though, right? To kind of be able to really, it can be more of a workload of being about football, but also having the lighter school schedule, it sounds like, right?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, I get to focus a lot more on football and just training for the season. And then during the season will be my lightest load of school that I've had yet. And so that'll be, give me a lot more time to, you know, film, study, workout, treatment, get my body right. So it'll be good.
The injuries you saw last year seemed kind of fluky in that they happened right against the sideline. You were blocking, didn't see the run coming. Is that something you can prevent against, or is that just freaky stuff happens in football?
You know, it's something that really, it just comes down to bad luck, and that's just how the game is sometimes. You know, but the season before, I had a couple of soft tissue injuries that maybe could have been prevented. And so that's really what I worked on all of last offseason. So I felt good, felt healthy. And, you know, it's frustrating sometimes because those are the type of things that you can't prevent. And, you know, you just kind of say, dang, like, what if? But really, it's just bad luck, and you just have to try and forget about it, get yourself healthy, and get ready for the next time you can play.
Gunnar Romney's our guest here on KSL News Radio, coming back for one more year in 2022. And the 2022 season looks to be another potential special one for you guys, Gunnar. And the guy leading the way, of course, is Kalani Sitake, who got what BYU was calling a new unprecedented extension. How much did it help in the decision process to return, knowing that the coaching staff on the offensive side is all coming back once again?
It's huge. You know, Kalani, there's not another coach in college football that I'd want to play for. I think he's the main reason that BYU's been having success the last couple of years. Just his dedication and his love for the game really rubs off on everybody. And, you know, just how much he loves his players, how much effort he sees he puts into his players is really the main thing for this growth that we've seen in the program. And, you know, the whole entire coaching staff, I could say the same thing about Coach Roderick and Fessy, my receivers coach. I think they've done a tremendous job of coaching us the last couple of years. The player development at BYU is, you know, comparatively to any other college team, it's up there as one of the top. And so I think, you know, this offense, especially that I'm going to be a part of, it has an opportunity to do something special.
What's the offseason going to be like for you in terms of your focus in training and where you're going to be training, what you're going to be working on? What's that going to look like for the next couple months?
Yeah, you know, obviously we have the BYU workouts and stuff that I'll be with, but, you know, I go work out with Jordan Pendleton in the offseason as well. And, you know, talking to scouts, there's a couple things that they want me to work on, you know, mainly, you know, first step explosiveness, you know, getting out of breaks maybe a little bit faster and stuff like that. Maybe having more of an effect with yards after catch, you know, being more of an explosive playmaker with the ball in my hand. And those are the type of stuff that I'm going to try and work on to, you know, ultimately have the best season I can to improve my draft stock.
How do you feel the chemistry is between you and Jaron? Because this is Jaron's team. I know that the transfer portal is always there for guys to potentially be at it or whatnot. I mean, it's always the thing, but Jaron Hall is the face of the BYU offense at quarterback. What's the chemistry like between you and Jaron as he works his way back from injuries as well?
Yeah, you know, I think last year we, when we were both healthy, I think the chemistry was there. I think we were making plays. I think it was awesome. So, you know, having this offseason to both get healthy, but then having that season of experience, I think is really going to help us both going forward. You know, we have a whole offseason to work with that chemistry. We know he's the established guy, so we can focus on that now. And so I think this next season is going to be sort of a breakout season because he has the reins and he has a whole offseason to work at that.
What's Jaren like? Just sorry to cut in there, Matt, but what's Jaren like? Because we see in the media, you know, a very just, you know, calm, very, you know, straight to the point, Jaren, no nonsense guy. But I'm seeing like now he's getting a little more on social media, he's a little more active. It feels like, you know, he is QB1. He is the face of this offense with you and you guys are going to be kind of the leaders of this thing. What's Jaren like behind closed doors that maybe us in the public don't get to see?
Yeah, no, Jaren, he's pretty much like he is in the public. He's a super, super confident guy, stand up dude. But he's kind of the guy that maybe a little bit more quiet, but he's like sneaky funny. Like he'll throw in like some sneak jabs and stuff like that. But yeah, he's a, you know, great leader, great personality. Everybody loves to be around him.
All right, Gunnar, we got to take a break here on Cougar Sports Saturday. We'll have you on for the next segment. So more Gunnar Romney. It will be happening next year on Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSL Sports. Welcome back in to Cougar Sports Saturday here on KSL News Radio. Been a great show so far. And right now we're joined by one of the premier offensive players for BYU football. He is wide receiver Gunnar Romney. Thanks for spending some more time with us. Typically in the offseason, Gunnar, you know, the staff and players will take visits to NFL teams and kind of see what the new age of offensive football is going to be. Has that happened at all? And are you going to study any NFL players?
Going along with the offenses and stuff, we really don't know until spring ball comes in. That's when they kind of give us their new spiel on stuff that they've learned and that they want to work on. And so that's really like going in a week or two before spring ball is when they'll kind of, you know, sit us down and say, all right, this is the type of offense we want to be. This is where we're at and what we want to improve on. And then for me personally, the guy that I like to study and that Fessy actually tells us to study all the time is Davante Adams. I think he's probably the best receiver in the NFL right now. His route running is unreal. And just his knowledge of the game, if you watch film on him, it's just the little details, you know, you don't really notice how he changes up his route if you're just watching ESPN or something on SportsCenter. But if you go watch the film, you'll see every single one of his routes. He knows exactly what spot on the field is going to be open. He knows exactly how to get there and when to get there. And so, you know, watching him, I think can really help me technique wise and just mentally, getting forward in the game.
And speaking of NFL guys, do you have maybe an open line of communication with guys like Dax Milne or even Zach Wilson that, you know, your former teammates to maybe get some tips or pointers on, you know, what they could share from their experiences after one year in the NFL?
Yeah. You know, those two guys specifically are probably the two guys I'm closest with that are in the NFL right now. And both of them, they just ended their season, so they're actually back in town. So I've already hung out with them a couple of times since they've been home, and you know, just like trying to pick their brain, and not even just on the football field, just experiencing that different lifestyle. You know, what tips and pointers they have, and, you know. So they've been great helping me go through the whole process and learning about it all. So I'm looking forward to experiencing that what they're going through.
You're a seasoned vet now, and you've been married for a minute as well. When you reflect upon last season as a married man, how much different was it being married versus not being married, just in the season, in the grind? I imagine you probably preferred the married life versus the single life being a football player.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I saw a huge difference. Just like little things, you know, after a game, after a late game, just go home and go to sleep, you know, as an unmarried college kid, you're not really going to do that. You know, after you just win a big game, you're going to go out and want to hang out and find the parties and stuff. But, you know, for me, it's been a lot more consistent. My life has been a lot more consistent ever since I got married. You know, we come home, we're in bed by 10:30 every single night. So I get 8-9 hours of sleep. And that simply wasn't happening as a single college student.
One of the consistencies has been having your brother Baylor part of the program. That's going to change in 2022. He announced he's moving on. to move on to whether it be football or something else. What's the latest you can share with Baylor? I know it's his deal and you don't want to get too much into it, but what's the latest with Baylor that you can share?
Yeah, you know, without sharing too much, I don't want to spoil anything that he's doing, but you know, he has lots of colleges reaching out to him. He has lots of other good programs reaching out to him. But at the same time, he's still, you know, trying to figure out what he's going to do in general. So he will take a couple of visits to colleges, but he's at the same time, you know, interviewing for jobs and stuff. So really, I think whatever the best opportunity that comes for him is the one that he's going to go with. And, you know, I'm not going to spoil anything for anybody. I'll let him, if he wants to make an announcement or anything with what he's doing, or if not, then maybe later. But just really what comes to him, I think it's his decision. Whatever he feels like is best is going to happen.
What will be some of your, you know, maybe one or two lasting memories from your time playing with them, maybe a specific play or moment playing with your brother?
I just think the, you know, the couple touchdowns that we had together were awesome. You know, after the game going up and my mom's just bawling her eyes out, just tears coming down her face. I think those are the coolest things. And then day in and day out, you know, we kind of took it for granted a little bit how cool it was to be there with a brother, and, you know, going through this whole college football experience with the brother like that. I think we sort of took it for granted, but looking back, it was one of the coolest experiences I've ever had. You know, we were locker buddies. We had lockers right next to each other. We were always sat next to each other on the plane rides and on the boat or on the bus rides. And, you know, so it was a super cool experience having him there. And, you know, I'm going to miss it for sure.
You'll have another brother coming, Tate. I believe he's coming back from a mission this summer. Or is it this fall? When's Tate coming back?
Yeah, no, he gets back in April is when he's expected to get back. So he should join the team, you know, early summer and be on the team roster next fall. So, I mean, I lose one brother, but gain another. So I'm in a good position.
And with that brother, he'll have the chance to, you know, I'm sure at this point you probably hopefully don't want to get hit in practices. You're too valuable to the team, but I'm sure younger brother's going to want to lay a hit in practice maybe.
Oh, for sure. I'm going to be calling him out in one-on-ones. I'm going to move to the slot because he's mostly a linebacker safety type. But for sure, I'm going to be calling him out in practice, maybe get a couple hits on him or just to welcome him to BYU.
Gunnar Romney's our guest. Final question for you, Gunnar, then we'll let you go. Thanks for spending some time with us here on Cougar Sports Saturday. The big departure offensively is Tyler Allgeier. He's heading off to the NFL. It's going to be hard to replace. There's certainly guys capable. I know that the offense is still being tweaked and worked on, but if you had to project as to how you guys will look in the fall, what do you think will be the strengths of this offense and what you guys will try to maximize, you know, come early September?
Yeah. I mean, I'm speaking biasly as a receiver. I mean, hopefully the passing game is what gets maximized. I think this receiving corps is one of the best receiving corps that we've had at BYU. Lots of experience, tons and tons of talent. I mean, we have 10 guys that could start right now, talent wise. And then Jaren Hall is a super talented guy coming back with another year of experience. And so I think hopefully the passing game is maximized, but our running game, I'm not worried about it at all. We have a bunch of guys that were at BYU that could do it. We have a couple transfer guys that came in that are more than capable. And so I think we'll be able to pick up the slack, even though we are losing an amazing athlete like Tyler.
Just thinking about those 10 guys, I mean, you, Puka, Braden Cosper comes back from an injury who I think people probably on the outside sleeping on just a bit. He's really good. Keanu, Cody Epps, Chase Roberts, who sounded like he was doing really well in bowl practices. Am I missing anyone?
I mean, yeah, we're so deep right now. It's hard to even just rattle everybody off, but yeah, it's crazy. The rotation this year is, I mean, if one guy goes down, the next guy stepping right up there is going to be almost just as good. So really not worried about anything right there. If anything, we're worried about, you know, not utilizing everybody.
Well, stay healthy. He's Gunnar Romney into his final year with the BYU football program. 2022 looks to be a special one for him and this team. Spring practices begin February 28th, so football is just around the corner. And Gunnar, we appreciate the time as always. It's always a pleasure talking with you. It's one of, I mean, speaking for Matt and I, we love talking to you. You're one of the best interviews on the team, and you do this professionally, probably take our job here soon after your football career is done. So we appreciate the time, Gunnar.
No, of course. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it, guys.
I don't know if we have really internalized how important it is to have him back, just because he has been plagued by injuries, Mitch, throughout his career. You talk about top end talent, which we were talking about in the first hour. Bill, in terms of top end talent,
4-star.
you in those star rankings. No. Yeah, I think, at least for me, I can only speak for myself, but when I think of Gunnar Romney, I still feel like there's potential and injuries have hampered him. But when you look at the record books, and we talked about this with Gunnar, and if you missed that interview, you can check it out on our podcast feed. If he has a healthy year and has 50-plus receptions, catches a pass in every game, like, he's going to be up there. In when we play in top five games in a year from now, Gunnar Romney's name is going to be a name we got to throw into the mix. So to get a guy like that back to the wide receiver room is a lot bigger than I think I've heard people discuss it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to think that this is going to be a guy that's already got 42 games under his belt. And he's going to play another potentially 13 games for BYU. It's a unique circumstance with the COVID extra year of eligibility, but I think it was a great move by him to come back and run it back one more time. And I think it was interesting, too, the tidbits of how feedback is gathered. Because as he noted, you know, when you're a college athlete and you haven't declared, you can't just have those conversations with the scouts. So how do you get that intel? And having that NFL liaison, Jason Ayu, who serves in that role, is valuable. And I think that kind of highlights the significance of Jason Ayu's role, who also handles recruiting. And you wonder, you know, kind of how my brain operates. I thought maybe they're going to hire some additional NFL liaisons to get more intel with these scouts for the future with this new unprecedented deal. But yeah, Gunnar Romney and this BYU wide receiver room going to be explosive group in 2022. They're going to be a lot of fun to watch.
We'll take the break here. News, traffic, and weather coming up next on KSL News Radio. It's more Cougar Sports Saturday after that.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.